This is Everything Education.
The thing that has made this terrible divide in our education.
I believe that schools should start later because I feel like kids need a certain amount of hours of
education
sleep.
Is the most vital thing for adolescents.
Start time has been a subject of controversy for a great number of years. In my personal
starts
opinion,
later than all of
that.
The extracurricular activities would be pushed back. We'd get home later and go to sleep later.
Now, let's get to the show.
It's important because if kids haven't eaten breakfast or they haven't eaten yet today, they can get something to eat before class or during passing periods.
I think they're a convenient way to get a snack or a drink.
I think that because lunch is only second to third period, it provides a unique opportunity for students.
I feel that vending machines are an important alternative to coffee, such as that offered by the student-run coffee shop.
Provides a good snack, so you're energized for your class.
Considering 98% of schools in the U.S. contain a vending machine, how has it managed to stay so far off the radar? Vending machines offer a variety of goods to students in schools around the country. However, in past years, there has been a visible decrease in the amount of revenue schools make from vending machines, which can be attributed mainly to changes in students' habits.
Personally, I don't use vending machines because I never have cash on me.
Almost never. One time, I've used it once this year when I forgot to eat breakfast, but that was it.
15 minutes ago, I actually just went to the vending machine. In general, usually I try to spend my parents' money in my lunch account rather than using my own for the vending machine.
Well, personally, I've never used a vending machine at Carmel.
I don't use them very often at all.
In today's world, students are trying to be healthier than ever, and this is causing vending machines to be phased out. This is a really bad trend for schools who rely on the up to $4 million per year in vending machine revenue to fund various things around their schools. This will have a large effect on Carmel, as its diminishing vending machine fund will continue to see its profits drop as this trend continues. However, there are ways schools can innovate and bring their vending machines back to their former glory.
There are certain vending machines in the freshman center that are really healthy, and I think that would be good to like put more around the school. And also, sometimes when you go there, it's because you didn't have breakfast, and there's not really breakfast options. It's more like chips and Cheetos.
Maybe if they're like touchscreen, that'd just be like more fun to use.
I'd like drinks with real sugar and stuff in them, like the actual drinks, not the, you know, the diet drinks or the zero drinks, because those aren't quite as good.
I think that some work could be done in terms of placing the vending machines. Sometimes I wonder why there are two vending machines here, one here, and three in this hallway. So I think that more work towards this would make the vending machines more convenient for students to use.
They allowed you to either type in like your student ID number or use your student ID card when getting things from the vending machine, because like a lot of people have their student ID cards on them a lot but don't have cash, so allowing them to use that will allow more people to be able to use the vending machines on a daily basis.
Vending machines aren't what they used to be, but if schools can find ways to innovate either with new items or different machines with more advanced technology, then the vending machine will have a fighting chance to get back at its position as the number one source for snacks for all students. For WHJE, this has been Ben Goldberg. For more stories like this, go to WHJE.com.